Y'all getting it next, boy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were fucking tough and you were taking those punches.
Deep Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the fake champ. It's the Sally Riley Cusco.
BoxingVoice.com.
BoxingVoice.com. You heard it live. We're here. Spontaneous show. It's time to talk a little. Earl Spence, Kell Brook. Could this really be happening, guys? Or is this just more social media propaganda? More posturing? More. I don't know. What were they pulling? Asking motions in there? Asking for postponements? But are we ready to finally get this fight? Let's head on over to the Golden State over there, California. All you San Francisco fans, Matthew Hunter, what's going on? We got to get a ring name for you, man. I mean, you're challenging MD now. This shit is serious, you know?
You've dubbed me the hipster. Like, I get called the hipster all the time.
That's true. You're the hipster. You're the hipster.
Yeah. Like, I don't call myself a hipster, but, you know, fuck it. I'm the hipster. But yeah, you know, Kell Brook versus Earl Spence. I know MD was giving me shit behind the scenes, because I said this fight wasn't going to happen. I was wrong. Oh, well, that happens in boxing and just in life. I was wrong. And this fight's going to happen. It seems like, in my opinion, I don't think Kell Brook would go to social media and call out Earl Spence the way he did if he wasn't willing to fight him at 147. So I believe that's the fight we're going to get next. And with Earl Spence also saying through social media that he would be okay with going to London or the UK and fighting Kell Brook there, I would assume that we're going to see this fight either sometime in maybe May or early summer and in the UK, and it's going to be a great fight. I really don't know who to pick at this point. I believe both guys are super talented. Talent-wise, that they could be top five in the welterweight division, so I think it's a great fight for the fans.
See, you know, people call me biased and all types of other names, right? But I'm going to stick to my guns. I think that my early pick is going to be Kell Brook, and that's based off what you guys know me for around here. And that's resume, experience. You know, I know that many of you will use the eye test when picking in this fight. But I was thoroughly impressed by what Kell Brook was able to do with Sean Porter. I just never expected that. You know, I picked Porter to beat Brook, not blindly, but wholeheartedly, with all my faith, right? I swore that a guy in Kell Brook who's had now a trilogy with a fighter and a rematch with Carlson Jones and, you know, the biggest, you know, I guess fighter on his resume till that point was Sinchenko, a guy that Pauly Malignaggi knocked out. So, you know, to see him contain is what he did. Contain Sean Porter's attack. Like the way that he was able to basically, you know, he tamed him. He tamed him. You know, Porter is a wild, you know, rough, very high active fighter, and Kell Brook found a way to keep his composure throughout that entire fight. It wasn't the best looking fight. I'm not sitting here trying to change my opinion of that fight. I hated it. I hated that, you know, Kell Brook wasn't, I guess, warned and point. He needed to have a point deducted. The warning wasn't enough. He needed to be deducted some points for the excessive holding. But it's up to the discretion of the judges and the referee. The referee did not take any points. So it was up to Sean Porter to then find the new game plan, to adjust, switch gears, and he did not. And Kelbrook showed his class. And then, you know, even though I'm probably one of the guys that are the most, I guess that you can point the finger at the most when giving credit to a guy in losing. And unfortunately, I've done that for Diego Chavez, and I'm doing it for Kelbrook. I like the way that he lost with the Gennady Golovkin fight. You know, I read a quote. I don't know how official it is. Maybe, Matt, you can help me with it. But I read a quote that said something like, hey, Gennady Golovkin didn't knock me out. How the hell is Errol Spence going to knock me out? You know? And
yeah, I remember him saying something like that.
And I thought to myself, wow, did Kelbrook really say that? And if so, you know, you have to think about it. And, you know, maybe he has a point. You're right. But there's going to be the argument that says, hey, this guy was saved. You know, the trainer threw in the towel. That's why he didn't get knocked out by Golovkin. Give him a couple more rounds and he's out of there. But I guess to his credit, Matt, can Errol Spence, in your opinion, knock out Kell Brook?
Yeah. Well, why couldn't he? I think he has shown insane power in what we've seen. He's knocked out guys that have been knocked out by heavier hitters. So Errol Spence has power. I mean, to debate that, I think it's pretty ridiculous. Now, if we want to say that Kell Brook could last 12 rounds, yeah, maybe that's more likely. But to say Errol Spence cannot knock out Kell Brook, I think it's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, let's just be clear because, you know, our listeners are quick to point fingers and you know, cast stones at us. Neither one of us said that he cannot. We're asking the question to each other and to our listeners to, you know, partake in this conversation because
now, as if you're asking as me what's more likely, if Errol Spence is winning this fight, what's more likely, him knocking out Kell Brook or winning a decision? I would say knocking out Kell Brook is more likely.
So how do you think this one is going to, you know, where's it going to end up? I mean, it's 75-25 to the champion, so.
I know Kell Brook and Eddie Hearn are trying to get a arena in Sheffield, and I know Errol Spence said he's okay with going to the UK, so I wouldn't be surprised if they throw a hometown fight for Kell Brook being from Sheffield. And I think that stadium can hold, I can check, but like 15,000, 20,000, so it's not. It's a good-sized stadium, so great atmosphere. I would be okay with that.
I think we're going to have to start a donation drive to get TBV to the UK. I mean, oh, shit, I never changed the name on the overlay. Fuck! It's got Anthony Joshua from our last show. That's.
We need like a golf clap for that one.
I know, that sucks. Where's the trumpet? The sad trumpet horn is what we need for my failure here.
Oh, that's so good.
Where is that at? Where is that? Here we go. Oh, no, that's the sad music. But all right. I still, you know, I feel the same. It's where is the sad trumpet? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, man, I don't know. This is a good fight. This is a really good fight, but this is Errol Spence's step up. We can't. Well, actually, I guess the Algeria was the step up, right?
Algeria is a gatekeeper, and I mean that in a very respectful way. Like, if you beat Algeria, you deserve to be in the top 10 of the division.
I don't know. That word. Let's open up these phone lines. Shout out to El Camino. New sexy female ad coming through soon. And we're actually going to have some El Camino shirts for you guys, for all the alumni at the party. I think so. I was just communicating with Abe. Let me get to what seems to be a new caller on Skype. It's first time calling in, sir.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah, first time caller.
How long have you been listening to the show other than today, obviously?
About 3 years.
Oh, great. So you know all the traditions around here. I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro because you know that hand wraps are sitting somewhere in the bushes with the sniper rifle on me, okay?
Great, great.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
So, I feel bad. I actually don't remember what I'm supposed to do here. So, anyway, I'm John from Brooklyn. Is there anything else I should say?
That's actually good enough. I mean, a little more enthusiasm would have did good, but that's fine. You're from Brooklyn. I hope at the end of this call, you leave me enthusiastic by saying you're going to be at the TBV Appreciation Night that's happening in New York City. But we're talking Kell Brook, Errol Spence, and the fact that Kell Brook himself took to social media and he said, and I quote, all that hard work, all that work just to give it up, never ducked a challenge in my life. Here to give the fans what they want, Errol Spence. You're getting it next.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of – I've been following this extremely closely. I mean, it's – you know, there's a reason I'm calling it for the first time here. I think it's funny that Kell Brook's now trying to reframe it, like he's the one deciding to do this. You know, if you've been following this and seeing Spence's tweets for the past few weeks, what was he saying? I have my boot on his neck. I'm not going to let up. I mean, he's been waiting for 5 months for this fight. He fought through the – mandatory cycle. He had to, you know, he beat Chris Algieri, got to the number two ranking, beat Leonard Bundu. Like six fighters refused that fight in order to get the mandatory position. So, you know, Spence has Brook where he wants him, and I'm really pumped the fight's actually happening.
Now, we were discussing here the possibilities of Kell Brook scoring a knockout and or Errol Spence being able to score a knockout on Kell Brook. How is that?
I think it's possible in either direction. You know, I'm a huge fan of Spence, but if you look over the course of his career, you know, he has a bit of a habit of throwing body shot combinations. And, you know, if someone is throwing body shot combinations, the thing you worry about is getting countered upstairs. I mean, if you look at Amir Khan versus Danny Garcia, really any of Danny Garcia's blind left hooks upstairs, and the one time Spence was hurt was against Larde in like his like 10th fight or something, and that's exactly what happened. And you know, you've seen that highlight clip. Spence like dips down, looks really hurt. So but that said, I mean, I'm picking Spence to win by knockout. I think Brook is going to be hurt coming down from 160. How many guys have we seen get hurt doing that? Looking at Chad Dawson going down to 168, Chris Bird when he tried to go down to 175. I mean, there are so many examples of guys going down in weight, being weakened, and getting taken out. And Spence is not the guy you want to do that against.
Well, all right, John, thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to get to some other callers. This is a spontaneous show. So we're just going down the line here. We have a lot of alumni. Everyone's coming out for Spence, man. I'm telling you, Matt, this is what this fight did. Who knows if this was actually a tactic by both promoters to draw it out and garner attention, because had this happened immediately when we really wanted it, would Errol Spence be this popular? I mean, the minute you talk about Errol Spence, people sign up. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon here, East Coast. It's about 9:30 for you, and the phone lines are lit up. It's looking like a, you know, a traffic jam over here in the switchboard.
Yeah, but, very quickly, this whole media promotional hype job that they've been doing on social media and just promoting the fight, that's what they've been doing for the past 3 or 4 months, 5 months, and it has created Errol Spence fans, like that fandom. Like that is a group of people now, similar to Amir Khan fans or Pacquiao fans. Like Errol Spence has his fans, and they are ridiculous at times. You know, I know it's like people in the UK hate Errol Spence fans, and I think it's great for the sport because you do get this sort of buildup naturally within the community. Like we are all psyched about this fight, you know, and I really do want to bring up the one point that the caller made at the very end about the weight. Kell Brook and Errol Spence are very massive for this weight division. I think health, on a health standpoint, them going to 154 in the next 2 years needs to happen because these guys are just too big for this division. And I think that we want to see these guys perform at their best. And I think for both guys, that's going to be at 154, not at welterweight.
Yeah, I highly doubt that Spence is going anywhere anytime soon. He made it clear that not only does he want this title shot and strap, but it's strap season and unification time for him. So he cannot unify by, you know, going to another division. But let's get out to these phone lines. Like I said, we got a lot of alumni out there, a lot of callers. Stick around. We're going to be bringing you, obviously, more topics, but right now, Brook Spence.
I told y'all a long time ago, Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, man.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Y'all getting it next, boy.
Y'all getting it next, boy. Miss Boxing Voice, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's going on, Milkman?
Hey, man, I'm like a kid in a goddamn candy store, man. I'm so fucking excited about this fight. You know me, I've been talking about this shit for the longest, man. I want to kill to either vacate that belt or take the challenge with my man Spence. So, hey, man, this is a great fight. There's so many unknowns in this fight, which make it really exciting. We don't know, one, how Kell Brook's eye is going to hold up. We saw what happened to Margarito after he had the surgery. Then he came back and fought Cotto. That shit puffed right back up. It looked horrible. So we don't know how his eye is going to be. We don't know the mental state Kell Brook is going to be in. He might go one or two ways. He might feel like, you know, shit, I went up to 160. I was hanging with one of the top pound-for-pound guys, a beast in GGG. And, you know, I just took a good shot, hurt my eye. So his confidence may be on a zillion right now. Or he might have some issues, man. We just don't know. Stylistically, I think they're both really athletic, and they have good skill. So I'm excited, man. I don't know who to pick just yet. I got to look into my crystal ball. But I'm excited, man. This is what boxing is all about, man. This is what boxing is all about. That's my call.
But don't you have to lean towards the resume? I mean, typically, isn't that what we do? Isn't Brooke, shouldn't he be the favorite? Is he the favorite in your opinion? Yes or no? Because we do have to get to other callers.
Yeah, he is. He's the favorite. He will be the favorite. But the last time I picked resume over talent was your boy Tank Davis and who did Davis just knock out?
He beat Pedraza.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a prime example, man. We don't know. We don't know.
You're right about that, Milkman. You're right about that. Listen, let me get to some other calls, but great call. And in the words of Kanye,
we don't know.
We don't know.
Right, he's absolutely right. We got a bunch of callers here.
We got Boomerang and Ringer. We got two Boomerangs and a Ringer on the line.
Two Boomerangs. Let's see who's there. Let's see. Oh, let's go to Compa because he's definitely – yo, he's been hitting me up on Patreon all morning asking when this show was going to happen.
It's the place to be. You got the place to be. Let's go. It's the place to be. You got to be that to know it. Everybody wanna see.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? What's up, Matt? Good looking out on the show.
What's up, brother? Man, we rushed it so much, we messed up the letters over here. But what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Hey, man, I'm excited. I hope the fight, you know, gets made. You know, it's a fight that's been brewing, you know. And to quote the great fight doctor, man, I just want to say, man, who has Errol Spence beat to be getting all the hype? You know, it seems once Floyd co-signed him, everybody started getting on the hype train. So I definitely want to see him fight Kell Brook, you know, to see what he's made of. And my early prediction is Kell Brook for that fight. But, hey, what's up, so Nance? What's up, Matt? What's cracking?
Man, just working, baby, putting in that work, getting all the final touches in for the TBV appreciation night, man, and just
hey,
waiting,
man. Hey, man, I was going to tell you, man, did you hear about Floyd? Floyd is having he's having an event at Pachanga Casino.
Yeah, with Saul Neno. Yeah, Saul Neno Rodriguez is headlining that. Chris Pearson.
I'm
going
to be out there, man.
All right, we're going to have Sean
going
out
to that
there.
Fight, man, if
What's
any...
that, the 24th, right? February 24th.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's on Mayweather's birthday. Yeah. But, hey, Ness, I just want to say this, too, man. If my boy, Frankie Gomez was active, he would beat Errol Spence. And that's it, man. Good looking out, boxing boys. Matt, what up?
All right, compa. All right. Yeah,
so very quickly. Very yes. quickly. Yes. Who has a better resume, Triple G or Canelo? It's easy. It's an easy thing. It's Canelo, right? Who do you favor in the fight, Triple G or Canelo?
I mean, I personally favor Triple G.
There you go. See, like, resume, something on paper doesn't translate to what actually happens in the fight. Skills, style, athleticism, that's what translates into the fight.
I hear you. Man, I'm happy to see everybody coming out like this. Come on, Bruce. You gonna mess up?
Nah, my fault. I was getting off the Bluetooth thing. What up, man?
What's going on, man? You rarely call in, so Errol Spence got you calling, huh?
Of course. He loves Errol Spence.
FYI.
Ever since Sammy Vasquez lost, he's like on the Errol Spence.
So Wood is out there with some binoculars and shit. So I'm like, yo, how Bruce get in front of me, though? He's a boomerang, I would.
Yeah, I'm a boomerang, baby. And tell Wood if you got a problem, I'm in to be more right now, so we can handle that. just like Spence is gonna handle that.
So you early pick is Spence and, for you.
No doubt, because who's Errol Spence fought? Who the fuck has Kel Brook fought?
Whoa, Kel Brook has beaten Sean Porter. He's beaten Sean Porter. He's beaten Sinchenko, Hector Saldivia, Carson Jones.
Carson Jones beat the brakes off of him in the first fight. Busted him up. And he held Sean Porter the whole night. And he'd been holding that belt hostage, fighting fucking Frankie Gavin. Get out of here. Spence is going to wreck that dude. He's going to break the other orbital bone.
Who has Spence for? That's what the UK fans are going to say. Who has Spence for? Chris Algieri, Pacquiao knocked him down 6 times.
Who's he knocked out? But he didn't knock him out. He didn't finish him. And Thurman didn't finish Fondue, but Spence did.
Hey, Bruce. How do you feel about your boy not doing VADA, even though the WBC said they would pay for it?
He don't give a fuck about the WBC. He's fighting for the IBF.
Oh, he don't want that Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia winner? He doesn't want that? Okay.
After he gets the belt, you know, unifications take precedence. Yeah, you don't need ranking. You don't need ranking once you got a belt, hipster.
Looks bad. You have to admit that.
Yeah, right. Listen, Bruce, let me get to some others. You know to press that button if you want to come back with the boomerang status. We're going to go to a first-time caller here. Out on our Skype machine. First time caller, talk to me. Skype. What's this? Josh? All right, Scorsese.
Yeah, Josh. Josh, a little slow over there, man. Josh got noise and shit in the background. Man, look, Spence shouldn't be taking no damn VADA test. He's going for the IBF. People making a deal out this shit. End it right now. Like, if they want people to respect they fucking testing and all that, start giving them eliminator fights. Start giving them Mandos. IBF doing it.
Well, they gave him an eliminator with Bradley. Both of them decided they didn't want it.
Well, that is too late. He number one for the IBF. You knew that. They knew that shit. He in another body. He right there. Why he gonna waste time with Tim Bradley? They fucking up. They making people look dirty, look like cheap. They do the same shit to Rancis Bartholomew, but they didn't ever give him the damn fight to get to Crawford. What the IBF do? They forced him and Kyrie Relic, the dude that was beating the shit out of Ricky Burns, to fight so they can become a unified champion or at least get a shot at it. WBC sitting on their damn hands. So the hell with their little experimental testing bullshit. Like, if you ain't gonna support these fighters getting to the top, why they want to be in your rankings? They ain't nobody just picking them because they too damn dangerous. If you want to be respected, put on the damn fight. Look at the IBF. J-Rock, Charlo, they putting on all these shits. They saying if you there, you fight. If you take step aside money, you get the fuck out the way. You ain't there no more. They doing it right. Only thing I don't like is they let Kell Brook go to 160 and get knocked out. And I'm going to say it again. The luster from this fight, I'm not hating. The luster for the fight for me done dropped. Simple as that. Neither one of these dudes promote theyself. Kell Brook done went and got his eyeball knocked the fuck out. Errol Spence do the same thing again. He ain't going to get credit for it because they going to give it to that bum-ass Gennady Golovkin who fight fucking welterweights and sit in the middleweight division for his whole goddamn career because he's scared of anything above it. And begging Canelo all the damn time just to say no when Canelo make him offers. So, yeah, the luster gone based on both of it. Spence don't be promoting himself. He a damn contender, prospect, whatever you want to call it. And he ain't fought yet this year. Ain't even, you know, he should have been active saying, I'm Errol Spence. I'm knocking people out. You want to watch me next time. Kell Brook been a fighter 13 fucking years and had two fights that you could talk about. Come on, man. How am I supposed to be hype about that? It could be a good fight, no doubt. Just like I said with Sean Porter, Keith Thurman. But the lust gone, bro. The lust are gone for me. And I hope he knocked the shit out of Kell Brook. Simple as that. That's my call.
Well, I didn't expect much more from the resident hater. I mean, this is the same guy that didn't like Sean Porter and Thurman. You know, I mean, and I get you, though. I don't want to peg you as the resident hater, even though you are, no matter what I say. But I do get that some people, very few, though, I don't think that many people believe that Kell Brook is done after the Gennady Golovkin loss the way that maybe we seen Martin Murray after the Gennady Golovkin loss. Like, I think that there's still a lot left in Kell Brook, and people believe that there's a lot left. But I get what he is saying and the perception of maybe Kell Brook moving forward if Earl happens to beat him. You know, people saying like he was damaged goods after that Golovkin fight. Let's get to our ringer now. And if all these cool little nifty names are catching you by the wayside and you're wondering what the hell is going on and how are these people jumping around and getting back and forth on the show, well, these are little Patreon perks that we have. So head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice so that you can check out what we have, as well as exclusive never before seen content that we have there for our Patreon subscribers. Speaking of hand wraps, what's going on, brother?
Hey, yo, man, I was one of them people that used to get mad as fuck too, because I was getting cut. I was sitting there for like a fucking hour or two. So my recommendation is if you want to get on and cut the line like I just do, you got to get on that ringer. You know what I mean? Get on that Patreon. That shit's worth every dollar, every penny. Appreciate you guys doing this spontaneous show. Hey, man, let me get to Scorsese. Kind of threw me off, man, but he got a lot of solid points, man. He's talking about that VADA testing. I'm with that. I'm with that. Don't nobody want to hear shit about VADA for this fight, though. And I'm with that, too. I definitely think Kell Brook can get knocked out by Errol Spence, and it's because of the timing of this fight. I think you know, he's following up that KO from Triple G, getting in there with a monster like Errol Spence. Probably not the wisest thing. But, you know, props to him because he got that lion heart, baby. He's going in there. He ain't scared of nobody. He's going to be fucking weight drained like a motherfucker. And he ain't scared of getting in there. So I definitely am going to give him a shot to win, but I'm picking Errol Spence early.
Hand wraps. Do you think that Kell Brook could knock out Earl though? Does he have the power to knock out Earl?
Nah. Oh. Yeah, because you see the way Bundu and some of them was landing some punches. You know, Kell Brook will get confident and he'll open up like a motherfucker. So if you think he can just open up like that and not get hit by one of them uppercuts, you think he could take it like Triple G took the uppercut? I don't know, man. He might land on his ass if you don't tighten up that defense a little bit. But AO, I don't know. Maybe. I think it's a possibility. You said cut it. Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. Hey, yo, before you go, because I know this is spontaneous, quick to go, got to go. As a supporter of that Matt versus MD, because I know he ain't been around, he been ducking. I don't know if he in the gym or if he's ducking, but my only recommendation would be a four-rounder, baby. Can we get a four-rounder, a little amateur bout four-rounder? Ain't got to be six, but we can get four. That'd be nice.
I think yesterday they said three, but we'll see. Hand Wraps, thanks for calling in. We actually have MD on the line, they're saying, and we might as well get to our good co-host, who is in another part of the globe visiting family. We'll be back with us shortly and has now tuned in twice, you know, off location.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this. We're going to head on over to a Sunshine doctor.
State. The Sunshine State.
Boxing MD.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make?
Awesome.
You have to be honest with yourself.
Well, whoever just called in, Hand Wraps or whatever, I'm not ducking. I have, you know, I have life, you know, and some of you guys have lives too. Some of you guys don't, but things came up, so I'm not on location, but I'm always listening, you know, playing golf, doing my own thing, living life. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not, I guess, agreeing to what was proposed to me, right? So that's, you know, given and whatever.
MD, I think that
you're not training, right?
MD, I think more people are hung up on the fact that you're not training. Like, they think that you need to train for Matt.
I swear to God, I do not have time to train, right? I have a lot of things going. I don't need to get into personal things in my life because, you know, I'm all you guys like to dig, you know, take shots at myself, Ness, Matt, Enrique. We put our fucking selves out there. You guys don't. So I'll just leave it at that, right? And that's to nobody individually. I'm just saying in general, right? But I will, of course, make time to have this sparring match, which I recommend, and you could disagree. I recommend us having 3 2-minute rounds as a fair match, because neither one of us are.
Like, let's be honest, MD. Like, I want to go in there and have fun with you. Like, I don't want to go in there to really try to like kill you. Like, I want to go in there and have fun, put on like entertaining little scrap.
Somebody!
Oh, no! Hold on! If I knock you out, I'm okay with that.
I never said that, though, right? Did Boxing MD say that? No, we'll talk.
I don't want to fight MD. I mean, we're friends, MD. I mean, MD, oh, come on. MD, do we really?
Listen, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. I didn't buy a plane ticket, right? I'm getting in my car, going to Tampa, which is my neighborhood city, and what happens, happens. That's all I got to say. But I do want to
talk with his head, MD. Off with his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what Patreon does, right? The power of Patreon. And I recommend everybody go to Patreon. Ness, right? Ness told me. He was like, we got a Patreon ahead of you. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Let the Patreon go. Because we value people, you know, joining Patreon. And we don't say that as anything additionally, right? I just want to say that we do a lot. If you guys haven't joined Patreon, you wouldn't know the amount of film study we do, which is looking at old fights and going back, and Ness edits and puts the fight back on. It's just, you know, it really is a good investment for you guys. It's a little bit of money, and you guys get a lot of entertainment. So it's a good investment. You guys should go over there. And you have the ability to even skip co-hosts who are on different locations, right? So to go back to the Kell Brook, Earl Spence, I myself was very, defensive, you could say, of Earl Spence, or no, of Kell Brook, because everybody was alluding the fact that he was ducking, he's afraid of Earl Spence, a guy who's never fought even a medium puncher, right? And the same people go, who Golovkin fought? He ain't fought nobody, right? Who the fuck has Earl Spence beaten? Seriously. I get it. Styles make fights, and he destroyed Chris Algieri. But Chris Algieri has no punching power. And Earl Spence has shitty head movement, which is why I am favoring Cal Brook. And do not be surprised if it's a pretty easy win for him, because Earl Spence is not proven. Having said that, I don't know, you guys talked about the VOD and not VODing, right? Or Scorsese, right? Like, I get it, you're being negative and whatever. It's like he's so negative about everything, but I am negative about Earl Spence never doing VODA tests, because he does have gynecomastia, right? Whether it's genetic or not genetic, he has gynecomastia. I mean, Matt, can you agree with that at least?
I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm not a doctor.
I don't think that you could assess gyno just by fucking looking at pictures. You got to actually stick your finger.
Well, you know,
you got to stick your finger in the nipple and feel that little ball of tissue.
And see if lactate comes out.
You got to feel that little ball of tissue, bro. But you got to feel it. If it's not there, you can't say that.
Let me give you an analogy. Right? And I think this is a great analogy. So if you think that your girlfriend is cheating on you or whatever, and she's like kind of doing sketchy shit at night, right? You know, she's not, you know, not responding. She says she's, you know, maybe she's picking up a second job. The hours are weird or whatever. And you're like, oh, she might be cheating, right? But, you know, she has a password on her phone. The VODA testing is taking the password off the phone, knowing that if you would want to, right? Not that you have to look at her phone because you should trust her. But if you wanted to look at her phone, you don't have the password to go through. That's what VODA testing is. And the gynecomastia, what he says is your girl going out and you know, being shady at night. Does that make sense, Ness? Good analogy?
Good analogy. I like it.
Good enough.
You got everybody in the chat talking about nipples now.
You know what? I'm glad they're talking about nipples and not talking about fights not happening, because this fight's happening and this is a good fight. And, you know, honestly, Scorsese, I don't know why you watch boxing, because if you're negative about this fight, then you really don't like boxing. Because if I hated every single basketball game, I just wouldn't watch it. I'm not a big baseball fan. I don't watch it. So this is a fight that you should be happy about. It is what it is. I don't know how Charlo is doing the right thing, but Cal Brook is not. I mean, no agenda there. You know, it's ridiculous. But anyways, that's all I have to say.
All right,
MD.
You guys
get on some other callers, and I look forward to being back.
We look forward to having you back, and we look forward to seeing you February 20th. TBV's packing up. We're going on the road. We're going to visit Keith one time. Thurman, if you've seen our coverage from Deontay Wilder, well, this one will be even more exclusive, because we'll have Matt coming all the way from the Golden State in California. I'll be coming from the Garden State with Enrique and Alex TBV, and we'll be meeting there with the good old doctor, a.k.a. the surgeon, who's going to be cutting Matt up live on a sparring stream only for Patreon viewers. Let me get to a new caller. New caller here on Skype. Sir, how long have you been listening? Unmute yourself. Hello? Oh, you got a bad connection, buddy. Hello?
Hello?
All right.
You there, yeah?
We're here. You're there or what?
Yeah, I'm here. He's there.
So how you doing, brother? How long have you been listening to the show?
Calling from Sheffield. Okay, yeah.
Uh-oh, calling from Sheffield. He's
2014.
Oh, wow. You've been listening for a while. So we're going to give you the first time caller intro. You know the tradition, right? I want you to introduce yourself because you're from Sheffield. So you better be calling in to defend Cal Brook. I know you're going to be live at this fight. So give us some enthusiasm.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
It's Josh JR from Sheffield Sporting, the special one. Steel City repping.
Steel City. So talk to us, man. I know you were excited when you seen that Cal Brook took to Twitter and said, that's it. He's not giving up this hard work. He's going to defend this title, and you know who's getting it next.
It just goes to show everyone that's said that he's scared and he's ducking. He's obviously not. This guy will fight anyone who just wants big names.
So when are you expecting this one to be announced, and when do you think this fight will take place?
It should take place in summer, really, because Kel's local soccer team's my soccer team, Sheffield United. We've got...
Damn, Josh, your debut's being ruined by bad connection over there, man.
No, Dana. I'll be back then.
All right, Josh. Don't worry, man. We'll give you more time when you come back. Let's get back out to these phone lines. Who do we got? Who do we got? Did we get to all the ringers and things like that of that nature? It's time to go down the line to the former WBC champ, Joey in Indiana. Talk to us, brother. Spence, Brooke, no more ducking.
Yeah, man, that's why I want to say something, man. Shout out to Cal Brook, man. Because he just came off one of the most toughest fights of his career, one of the most feared opponents in the sport of boxing. And now he gets caught out, but he's going to go against possibly the next most avoided fighter. You know, from that 147 division, a lot of people are avoiding Spence. So this dude already earned my mad respect. I mean, this guy don't care. He's going after big fights, so... I mean, I'm just salute to him and salute to Brooke. I mean, for Spence to go out there to fight him. But I do think my early prediction is Cal Brook in a close decision. I don't think we may see a knockdown, but it ain't gonna be no KOs. So I do have Brook with as of right now, just because of
Joey. Joey, you wouldn't happen to be on speakerphone, would you, Joey?
No, man, I'm
on
the I got my headphones in.
Damn, something definitely wrong with your you know, with your stuff right now. But okay.
Hey, Ness, am I gonna see you this Saturday? Are you backing out on me?
Nah, I'm backed out, man. I'm backed out of that Cincinnati trip, bro. I'm going to Bama. Back to Bama. I'm going to Florida, man. It was either Cincinnati or go to see Thurman. Who you want me to see, Broner or Thurman?
Man, you could have. Hey, you saw Wilder fight already, man. You could have come to the Broner fight.
Listen. Broner's fight is the 18th, and Thurman is the 20th.
Bro, that would have been easy for you. You could have came to Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not yet.
Go to Florida.
Not yet. I still gotta put in way more work and get way more people on Patreon so we could do things like that. He said, yo, he wanted me to go from Cincinnati to Florida 2 days. Damn, Joey. Yo, Joey, listen. Listen, this is the thing though. From your lips to God's ears, because God knows I'm willing to put in the work. If the finances are there, I'm willing to put in the miles, man. I want to get it done. And it really boiled down to the fact that you know that Thurman is just better with me than Broner is, man. So
yeah, and now that's, you gotta go to that, man. I mean, because I'm not just Thurman. He's real quiet on who he lets in his camp, and it seems like he's appreciative of you even going down there to do work with him. So that's always a good sign too, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man.
Yeah, but, man. Yeah, hopefully, Cal Brook gives us a shot, man. I'm gonna have to contact Engel, man. Oh, yeah. See if Cal Brook gives us a shot and go to Sheffield for a couple of days. Listen, Joey, let me get to some other people. You definitely got a bad connection. I'm gonna get to a guy who's notorious for bad connections, notorious for whining, but definitely up for caller of the year. Been an alumni of the show for about 5 years. Supporter, definitely. You know, numerous personal conversations with this guy, but he still calls me a liar. None other than.
It's Baltimore, gentlemen. The gods will not save you.
Yo, he's infamous for dropping the ball. You know, then we'll mute him and he'll text me like, yo, come back to me, Nash. Yo, come back. What? All right. Moving on. I mean, talk to me.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Yo, that Brooke and Spence, that's a good fight. I don't care what nobody say. Brooke has been ducking Spence. I mean, and I'm not even saying that Spence is something or somebody to duck. You know, he's a fighter to avoid. Full-on duck, all right, call it what you want. But Brooke has definitely been avoiding that fight. So I'm happy to see it happening. I think it's going to help a lot, you know, in terms of Spence. If he think, you know, whatever his value is, he'll be able to really get to it once he get a strap and get out there defending it. If Brooke wins, then he's still in the mix. But we don't like to see him because he holds Bell hostages. You know what I'm saying? I think the match, though, when you talk about the actual fight, Brook is still, to me, the better boxer. Still has the better jab. I mean, Spence is younger, and he's got power, and he's not as worn out from his fights, at least from what we measure of what happened with Brook and Triple G. So it's a lot of boxing that still has to play out that I can't take away from Brook. You know, he has tactics. So he understands how to work the jab, and even though we don't like the ugly style of fighting he'd be quarter with, that's something that he's going to have to throw at Spence, and Spence is going to have to know how or learn how to avoid. If he don't know how to do it already, he's going to have to adjust quickly in the fight.
All right, Amin. Thanks for calling in. See you at the TBV Appreciation Party. Anybody that wants to find out what this hashtag TBV Appreciation Night is all about, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion and check out the list of long list of fighters. The heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, will be partying with us along with Peter Kid Chocolate Quillen, Willie Monroe Jr. I mean, just a list of fighters. Hank Lundy's going to be there. Julian Hammerhands Rodriguez will be there. Javier Fortuna, Jonathan Guzman, Solomon King, Joan Guzman will be there. So many fighters. So head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion. Get your tickets because we are near capacity. I even text Willie Nelson today. I'm like, Willie, I need to know because we're near capacity. And you know what? Willie Nelson said he's not going to make it because he's not going to be in town. But I have been contacting, you know, everyone, letting them know we're near capacity. I'm telling you. Listen, I'm going to get to a caller right now because I got to take another call private here. We're going to go to a new caller here. I don't know. Garcia, where are you calling in from, my friend?
Yeah, from the UK.
First time calling in, obviously. How long have you been listening?
No, I just seen a tweet just now. So I've just seen this, found this channel right now.
Oh, my God. The first time you've ever found us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Where is my... Kelbrook, where you at? This guy's getting it next. I'm telling
y'all you. Y'all getting it next, boy.
Yo, how could you just find this? But listen, it's all good. Tell us, what do you think about this? Are you excited that Kelbrook finally took to social media and he's saying he's finally ready to show the world that he's not giving up this title? He's worked too hard. He's not ducking any challenges and he wants Errol Spence next.
Yeah, I think it's a good fight and I'm glad it's happening, but I do think in his tweet where he says, oh, he's doing it for the fans, I don't think that's true. I think he was just more interested in the money fights, and this was his mandatory. He tried everything he could to get out of this fight. He tried fighting Khan, Pacquiao. He even said last week, just before when the purse bid got extended, his promoter said they try to talk to Miguel Cotto's team now. Errol Spence was his last choice. It's the fight that he did not want, and he was forced to take it. So I don't think he deserves credit for taking the fight. I think he deserves credit if he wins the fight. But people who are saying, yeah, he deserves credit, but just for taking the fight, I think that's wrong. That's not what boxing should be. You should have to fight your mandatories.
I know, man. I mean, and it shouldn't take this long. I mean, Jermell Charlo did the same thing with Julian Williams. It takes people so long. You know, they have to go through these purse bids or these back and forth threats. It should be like the contender's ready, challenger's ready. Let's get it done. It shouldn't be all this negotiation and, you know, all these postponements. But this is the world that we live in. So what did you say your name was?
Yeah, Gomez.
Gomez. What are you, Spanish?
Nah, I go Portuguese father.
Oh, okay, Portuguese.
That's what's up, Portuguese.
One of my hosts here, Matt from the Golden State. So listen, Gomez, man, you got to subscribe because we do a lot of spontaneous shows. Our regularly scheduled show days are Thursdays and Sunday, but literally we do shows every single day as long as the topic's hot. You see, we were so doing this one in such a rush that we actually messed up the overlay. But definitely check out our YouTube channel. There's tons of podcasts there. If you want to catch it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever the case may be, or you could just subscribe here on YouTube. We got plenty of shows to come for you, and we're always live and interactive. So save the Skype name as well. We're going to get to some other calls, and thank you again. We're going to go down the line. We're going to Rick from the Ring Rust podcast. What's going on, Rick?
What's going on, Ness?
Glad to have you. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, going on this Spence Brook thing. First thing I want to address is the whole Brook ducking Spence situation. I don't, how is he, I guess my question is, how is he ducking Errol Smith. At the end of the day, he's a UK fighter who has been really looking towards a super fight in the UK with Amir Khan, who is, honestly, Khan just thinks he's a lot better than I think anybody thinks he actually is. But he's not ducking Errol Spence. It was, for the longest time, a situation where, all right, I'm either going to move up to a healthy weight where I'm more comfortable, or I'm going to have this super fight with Amir Khan, who has been ducking me. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
I think you're arguing semantics, though, because I forget who said it. I think it was maybe Hand Wraps or Scorsese. One of them said the word avoiding. I think, without a doubt, Kell Brook has been avoiding Errol Spence these last few months. There's reasons he's been asked for the extension. And you are right about the whole weight part. That you are 100% right about that. That is a factor. But it does not excuse the avoidance of Errol Spence up to this point.
Well, let us not forget that he has had surgery on his eyeball as well here, his eye socket, which obviously you have some recoup time. So they have been lackadaisical, we'll say, trying to book his next fight. But his next fight was either going to be Spence, if he was to stay at this weight, or he was going to match up with Khan, who is absolutely ducking. So I don't know who Amir Khan thinks he is, because this guy gets, you know, big fight after big fight just to get dropped. I mean, at the end of the day, his career ended when he lost to Lamont Peterson, in my opinion.
Shit, he just did 600,000 pay-per-views after Lamont Peterson. That career did not end.
That's because the UK fans, I feel like, constantly are like looking for their hero, and Khan's just not the guy that fits the bill. Khan's last fight, you could argue, did that many pay-per-views because he was who he was fighting. I mean, wouldn't you say more people tuned in to see Khan get knocked out than to see Khan fight?
But that's, I mean, still,
there were a lot of Americans that picked Khan based on speed.
And people that pick Khan to lose by knockout and want to see that and still pay money to see that pay-per-view are still people that Khan bring into the fight. So just because they want to see him lose doesn't take away that Khan's bringing them in.
But listen, Rick, spontaneous, baby, we got to go. Thank you for calling in. We're going all the way to Toronto. Damn, man, the day, T. I can't wait for the day that you make it to an appreciation night, brother. What's going on? Talk to me about this Brook Spence thing.
Man, it's a good fight, man. It's a real good fight. I wish it would have happened before Kell Brook ran into Gennady Golovkin, though, because whether we want to admit it or not, any fight after Golovkin will take a toll on your body, let alone a broken eye socket and coming down from a lean 160 pounds. He wasn't a sloppy 160. He was big and lean like Roy Jones was when he went up to 200, and we saw what happened to Roy Jones when he came back down. So to run to Errol Spence after that is going to be tough. The one thing that we do need to find out, though, is whether or not Errol Spence could take a shot. We have no idea how good his chin is. And I do believe that Brook will test it. And that's what makes the fight intriguing. So, I mean, I'm eager to see the fight. And I'm going to be in New York for the Garcia-Thurman. And I'm going to be at that appreciation thing, man. So we're going to run into each other the next month or so, man.
You really coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to come out. Mason's down the road, man. I'm from Toronto.
I didn't even know that you was coming.
I'm
going to
come out there, man. I got family
crazy,
out there.
That's crazy, man.
I'm going to make it happen, man.
That's official, man. That is official. Yo, you better hurry up at RSVP, though, because like I was telling people yesterday, that we're near capacity, and it's not that we have a list, but it's the capacity on the location, man. But damn, that's great news.
No
dude,
doubt,
you've been
no
listening
doubt.
For years. That's awesome. Yo, you see? Speak it, and it comes true. I said I can't wait for the day to meet him. Look at that. That's amazing. Yo, I'm really excited, man. You just put a smile on my face. And this guy has been putting a smile on my face, too, because he's back, man. It's been a while. QB, you might get fucking comeback caller of the year, right? Because it's been a while since we heard from you.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah.
to all the killers and the underdogs. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers, the murderers, the murderers, the murderers, the murderers, the murderers.
Yeah, that's what's up, Ness. But yeah, like I like that, yo. I love this fight, the Kell Brook fight, man. I love it, man. You know, I love the fight, right? I love the fight, and this is a test for Spence to see, because everybody's saying that he's the avoided welterweight, the killer. This is the big test, is to see if he's going to be avoided or people he's going to be afraid to fight him. He do get hit. He got to tighten up his defense. I don't know. I think, truthfully, with Kell Brook show with Golovkin, I don't know. Like, it's hard to pick, man. But, Ness, you got to get out there. If it's in the U.K., we need the voice, the boxing voice, to be out there speaking, man. We need you out there, Ness, to go to the U.K. We got to contribute and make that happen, man. So, it's a 50-50 toss-up. I ain't picking nobody yet.
You know I'm all for it, QB.
Yeah, we all got to put our coins together and get you out there. The voice at that big event, if it's in the U.K., you need to be there. And that's, you know what I'm saying, that's my call for today, though.
All right, QB, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to Alex Lemon. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
Said, man, hell yeah, I'm excited about this Brook and Spence fight, man. I'm glad it's happening. I'm picking Brook right off the bat. I got him as the favorite because he's the IBF champ. I mean, people can't forget he does have the belt. Spence does look good at times. Well, you know, but the competition always comes into play. I mean, and then Brook beating Porter, it's his only name on his resume. But so I'm taking Brook. Hey, but how does Earl Spence not wanting to sign up for VADA, how does that not look bad, though? Anybody I know that doesn't want to take a drug test is because they're probably going to come up dirty, right?
I mean, the only thing that I can...
How does that not look bad?
The only thing that I can come up with is because he is not in that sanctioning body and he already has a mandated fight that he's just waiting on a date. You know, it just doesn't make sense for him to go anywhere else. Now, if they offer them to do VADA for this fight, which they probably would, since Kell Brook last did VADA in the last fight with Golovkin, and all the, you know, mystique around Errol Spence, I'm sure that their camp would probably suggest it. I mean, that's a good question to ask Eddie Hearn. Another reason why we should band together and get TBV to the UK, because when this fight is announced, we need to make sure that someone is going to be pushing the agenda of VADA testing for this fight.
Hey, I'm definitely for that. And I think you definitely have to start that a donation thing, UK to the TV to the UK, because, I mean, that's big. And I think we could actually do it. I mean, small donations by everybody, we'll get you guys there, man. That's my vote.
I just don't know if this is the fight. You know, I think if we're all going to come together, I think the fight is going to be the Wilder Joshua. That's the one that I'm expecting to be the two men standing by the end of 2017. But we shall see. We shall see, right? But anything else for us, Alex?
No, I just had to get the Brook, and we already did that. No, I think that's it right there.
All right, brother. Well, thanks again for calling in, as always. And for being a Patreon subscriber and a supporter of the show. Wish he was coming. Another person that deserves recognition. Let's go to M Stacks on Skype. Talk to me, M Stacks.
What's going on, Ness? I had to call in about this Kell Brook Errol Spence fight. Shoot. Y'all think it's for real? He ain't gonna drop out like he did in the Chavez fight or the Rios fight or the Alexander fight or the Bradley fight?
Well, those weren't necessarily dropouts. You know, all those had some sort of asterisk next to it, reasons as to why he fell off.
Vargas fight too?
Vargas. Because
he could be unified champion.
Well,
right?
Jesse Vargas, you know, come on. You can't. Yo, you would be picking on him to say that he ducked Vargas or dropped out of that fight when he chose to fight Gennady Golovkin instead of Vargas. Come on, bro.
He fought Gennady Golovkin because he's scared of the welterweight division. This dude's been ducking the welterweight division for the longest. And until he gets it to the weigh-in, I don't believe this guy. He moves like a puss, and you know it. This guy moves like a puss. I don't like the way this guy moves. I go by man.
Getting in the ring with Gennady Golovkin is not the traits or characteristics of a pussy. He got in the ring with Gennady Golovkin, bro.
Look, dog, my girlfriend would get in there for that check, dog. For real. It don't matter. He still move like a pussy. Who else up here? Just you, Ness, today?
Yeah, man. Early morning show. Matt had a cutout. He's got a daughter. But listen, I'm going to get to some other callers. M-Stacks, thanks for calling in, man. And you need to head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion, man. You would serve up good when it's time to bring the comedian on. We're going to have a comedian in our event, man. And you're definitely hilarious, bro. Let me get to some other callers here. We're going to Donald from Richmond, California, the number one fan of Gerald Washington. What's going on?
You got to support your people that you really know. I mean, that's like, I went to school with him, so I like personally know him. So it's more than just a fan. You got to be a believer of your people too, you know? But man, I haven't called in a minute, so I'm really outdated on.
Cause you in training camp. We know you in training camp. We know you in training camp.
Right. But the thing is like, I don't know if that's a bad thing that Spence didn't sign up for the VADA, because I could put myself in Spence's shoes and I could say, well, I'm the mandatory for the IBF. So, and you know, the thing with Timothy Bradley, and it's like, well, screw that. I'm not going to do that because I'm not going that route. I'm here for the Kell Brook fight. Now, if they suggested for the Kell Brook fight and then he doesn't want to sign up for it, then that's something we need to pay attention to. But I don't think it's a red flag as far as right now that he doesn't do it. And I do believe that Kell Brook is a good fighter. He didn't do such a great job with Sean Porter. I don't think that Kell Brook will win the fight with Errol Spence. I see the Errol Spence and Kell Brook fight. I mean, I see Kell Brook going in there putting up a really good fight. And the thing with Errol Spence is that Errol Spence knows how to place his punches. And I see it being a shootout. I see Brook getting off and Spence getting off. But I see Spence hurting Brook more on the punches because Spence knows where to place his punches. And I see that him hitting him. And in the end of the fight, I see Brook going down and losing by a knockout. But I see Brook putting up a really good fight. And I see Spence looking really bruised up at the end of the fight. And you know, I see that going that way. That's how the fight goes, you know.
All right, so, Donald. Well, let's see if that's what happens, yeah. Brother. Let's see if that's what happens. We're looking for an announcement here soon. Hopefully we get one. Looks like we got a long-distance caller. I wish you would have used Skype, my friend. 44203 and a bunch more numbers. You're live on TBV. Who's this?
Yo, Ness, it's me, David. I can't use Skype because I'm at work, but I'm using my work phone, so don't worry about it. I'm not paying anything.
Oh, great. So talk to me, man.
Yeah, so I've seen the announcement. I like the fights, and like one of the callers was saying earlier, I don't understand how people can say that Brook was ducking Spence, because I don't know. Spence hasn't become mandatory from that long, right? So you duck someone when you just like, he needs to chase you for years or years. I think it's only been a few months since he's mandatory and the fight is happening. So I don't understand the comments there. Same thing with like the guy, maybe two people before, he was telling us that Kell Brook is a puss because he's fighting Golovkin, I think, and his girlfriend will fight him, then that's kind of funny, but everyone has got their opinion. As for the fight itself, I'm excited about that fight because I want to see the difference in style. People think that Brook has got power, but I actually don't think that he's like a concussive knockout artist. I think he's going to use his movements and he can definitely outbox Spence. It looks like he's got the skills, the footwork, but I want to see Spence like taking some decent shots, like some, not some knockout blows, but I want to see how he's going to react to get hit, because I think he's going to get hit for sure. My prediction, though, and it's going to be surprising, I think Spence is going to stop Brooks late because he's going to get to that body, and it might actually hurt that same eye that Golovkin hurt as well, because, you know, that type of injury, you don't recover from them that quickly. So that's my prediction. And I'm looking forward to see you guys in New York, and that's my call, guys.
Brother, I can't wait. I'm bragging to everybody that I got a bunch of guys from the UK coming. Just because you are coming, you purchased two tickets, so it will be two of you. Plus, Robert is coming from the UK, and, you know, we got Muhammad coming all the way from West Africa. Man, listen, this TBV Appreciation Night is going to be the best. And, you know, we're working on getting the event sponsored by either Effin' Vodka or Douce. So I'm just like all smiles, man. I mean, I barely go to sleep because we're working hard, but we want it to be the very best that it can be, because one day the goal is to get to the UK and do a TBV Appreciation Night, even in the United Kingdom, without a doubt. It's going to take a couple of years for sure, but we're going to make it out there one day, no doubt. Now, this is new. K-Dub Ken from Texas. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Nish, man?
Been a minute, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute, bro. You know I had to call in for this one, man. For sure. How y'all boys doing, though, man?
We're good. Just as excited as you. But I know the Texans have to be even more excited. I mean, listen, this one seems like it's going to land in the UK. But you think it's going to actually happen?
For sure. For sure, man. I'm excited, man. I definitely want to see y'all get to the UK, man. We definitely got to come together and put some money in for you, bro, because I definitely want to see you out there for sure, man. But if you can't go to the UK, can you at least come down here, you know, probably interview Spence or something, or get him a little shine going for
us? Oh, my God. Listen, I've been working on that since the Bundu fight. I'm hoping. I've sent everything to Spence, so I'm hoping that this is the one. My fingers are crossed just like yours. I'm sure Derek James is listening. Spence, I'm sure you're listening now. And you see, the people have spoken. Yeah. Open that door. Let TBV up in there. We're going to do that Deontay Wilder, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia style. Get you that exposure necessary for this big fight. I mean, this is just look at the excitement. Look how many people are watching live on a spontaneous show. This is a fight. I hope Eddie Hearn and Al Heyman come together and make this as big as it should be.
Yeah, man, but my prediction is, you already know, I'm going with Spence. I got him down knockout, man. I think he has to go into his baby Tyson mode, you know, combinations, good head movement to the body, good jab, uppercuts, man. He going to have to really, really get in his bag on this one, man, like, for real. Good head movement, but Kell Brook is going to come with it, man. He got the best right hand to me in boxing. We're going to really see if Errol Spence can take a shot, you know. So his chin is damn sure going to get tested in this fight. But I'm rolling with my boy for sure, man. And that's my call. I want to see the boxing voice in Texas at the gym with Errol Spence, man. So try to make that happen, man.
For sure, man. Thanks, K-Dub. From your lips to God's ears. We've been getting a lot of great messages today. I'm so happy we did this spontaneous show. Let me get to 831. Are you a first-time caller?
831, El Dude in the house. How's it going, Ness?
El Dude, what's up, brother? My producer had to dip out. Sorry you didn't got your name there, but how you doing, brother?
Don't even trip. Over here, it's happy Valentine's Day to the boxing world, showing my love over here, man, predicting the fight as well. I like the fight, man. I'm enthusiastic about the fight of Kell Brook versus Errol Spence, but I'm actually going for the underdog, if you want to technically call him the underdog, Kell Brook, man. I don't see how Errol Spence Jr. is a better boxer than Kell Brook. I really don't, man. And I think that you guys are underestimating Kell Brook. The guy's a big dude. Errol Spence Jr. also is a big dude. I mean, he's going to hydrate to pretty much close to middleweight. But this is Kell Brook's hometown, man. It's going to be, I'm not sure, home grounds and stuff like that, man. He's going to have everything in his advantage. The crowd is going to be cheering just for Kell Brook. If Errol Spence lands a nice shot, the fans ain't going to be cheering for that. They're going to be silent. So that's going to be a big part of the influence as well. But, Kell Brook, to me, man, he's going to outbox him straight up like that. Just to make a long story short, I don't think the brawler, Errol Spence, is going to try to come in there and knock him out, because he needs a knockout. He needs a knockout, man. He needs to make it a solid win. So I don't think the brawler is going to take advantage of
of the more elusive defensive fighter, Kell Brook, with the hometown advantage. But one more thing, Ness, QB gave me an idea, a huge idea right now, as I was listening to the show, like always. ¿Qué pasó, hermano, cuando vas a dominar las redes sociales en español? Competir contra el Azteca y golpe a golpe y todo eso.
Man, you know, lo que pasa es que tenemos que juntarnos entre tú, yo y Ana y hacer un programa así en español, porque lo que pasa es que no hay mucha gente que llaman el programa y que hablan solamente el español. Yo sé que yo no voy a servir suficiente para hacer entrevistas solamente en español, porque el vocabulario mío no va a ser igual. En inglés, el vocabulario donde yo me puedo defender.
Créemelo, hermano, que hablas muy bien el español, lo hablas muy perfectamente bien, tienes un acento de donde vienes, y nosotros también hacemos, cada quien tiene su acento, lo hablas muy perfecto, te entendemos bien, tienes una capacidad muy grande de crecer, dominar el deporte, tú eres la voz del boxeo, hermano, y la voz del boxeo no nomás es en español, inglés, es todos los lenguajes del mundo, y yo creo en tu programa, y yo sé que en este mundo hay más gente que habla español, y créemelo, cree en ti, yo creo en ti. Y creo en tu programa, yo sé que en el futuro lo vas a hacer. Y te deseo suerte, hermano. Y felicidades. Y como les digo, mucho amor de parte del Dur aquí en California.
Gracias, gracias, el Dur. Y como le dije a los otros, de los labios tuyos a los oídos de Dios, y vamos a ver si podemos tratar de llegar a toda esa meta, porque me encantaría ser no solamente the boxing voice, pero la voz del boxeo también, porque como tú dijiste, el boxeo es un deporte internacional de todos los lenguajes. And for everybody who doesn't speak Spanish, find yourself a translator. But no, the short gist of that is that he said, when are we going to open up a TBV version of the boxing voice in Spanish, which translates to la voz del boxeo, which is a beautiful phrase, you know, it sounds great. And hopefully one day, listen, we all have big goals, and Patreon is our answer. You know, there's other podcasts on there that they're getting like 40K a month, man. When I get 40K a month here, I'll be able to pay everybody that I need to pay to have this the best damn thing possible, to do 24/7 production when we go to these gyms. You know, we're giving you great behind-the-scenes footage, and that's all great, but we want that television crystal-clear production that only our very own Michael Caparelli can bring us. You've seen the work that he did with Joe Horn. The minute that Joe Horn was, you know, said to be fighting Pacquiao, Caparelli right away, whoop, shot to Australia and did some great footage with Jeff Horn. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And that's the type of work that we can do if we were able to come together like Voltron. I mean, he does live on the other side of the world. But imagine he and Enrique together, you know, with my questions. Oh, man, it would be a thing of beauty. And then just the rest of the gang, you know, MD. Oh, man, his, you know how MD is. You know, he's always got the knife out when asking his questions. And, you know, Matt the Hipster will bring up the drug testing questions. But listen, at the end of the day, we do this for you. There is no us without you. I'm happy that you guys showed up for this spontaneous show. Hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Definitely drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Also helps with the visibility of the show. Any reviews that we get, we will read live like we read Hand Wraps yesterday. Also, if you're going to be in the New York City area for the appreciation night on March 3rd or the Danny Garcia fight on March 4th versus Keith One Time Thurman at the Barclays Center, make sure you contact us. If you can't party with us on March 3rd, the night before, where you can get your tickets at theboxingvoice.com/reunion or right at theboxingvoice.com, you'll see the big flyer. You'll see my face there with Peter Quillin because it's pictures from the last time we were partying. Click on that banner. It'll take you to where you can get your tickets. Hurry up because we are closing in on capacity. You know, these are New York City venues. They don't let a bunch of people in there. We didn't expect to have 150 people. What could we do? You know, it's not that we don't want you there. It's just we got to follow the rules, or the fire marshals will shut us down. Anything I'm leaving out? What am I leaving out? I don't know. Thursday, Sunday, you know, we're always back with more. If there's any more hot topics, we'll probably be back today. You know, we're always working. Later.